What's up, guys? How you guys doing? Welcome into the episode today. Today we're going to talk about nationalities and idioms that have nationalities in them. So the first idiom that I can think of is an idiom that is part in my French. So usually when you say a bad word, something impolite, vulgarities, curse words, swear words, however you want to call it, you say curva, or I don't know, cazzo or merda. You should say, pardon my French, But if you, obviously, if you're speaking English, right? I'm just saying these words in other languages. But when you speak in English and you say a bad word, we don't have a lot of bad words in English, as you guys know. Some of you guys know that I tell you, English is a very simple language. You could just simply look at the curse words. We don't have a lot of curse words. We don't have a lot of bad words. Okay, so compared to your language, I'm sure you have a lot more bad words than we do. So, when you do say a bad word in English, you can say, excuse me, pardon my French. Go Dutch is the next one. I'll give you guys a quick story. I think I even maybe told this story before. So I met a girl. I don't know where I met her. I think on Tinder or somewhere. It was in Mexico, actually. She was from the Netherlands, so she was Dutch. So this next nationality idiom is to go Dutch. So I experienced this idiom in Mexico with this Dutch girl. We went on a date, and it was cool. Everything was amazing. You know what I'm saying? We were talking. Hey, where are you from? Hello. What do you like to do? All that stuff, right? So, in America, the guy, oh, I mean, most countries too, but usually in America, when you take a girl out on a date, even if she invited you, if you're the man, I mean, you gotta take the bill, you gotta cover the bill. So we had the date, amazing date, cool. Check comes out to the table and to the bar, and I'm about to go pay it. And she's like, "What are you doing?" And it was like this look on her face, like a with disgust. It was like she was disgusted, like I slapped her or something. I don't know. She was just like, "What are you doing?" Like, I'm about to pay the bill. Fuck. Pardon my French. And she's like, "No, I got it. I'll pay mine, you pay yours." I said, "Oh, wow. Okay." So this is my first experience of when someone says go Dutch, and this is what they do in the Netherlands, right? And this is just a culture shock or a culture, norm for them. When you go to a restaurant and the Dutch people or the people in this area, like Dutch, Norwegian, Swedish, these people, they like to split the bill evenly among everybody. So if it's just me and you, we split the bill. If it's $50, everybody, you pay 25, I pay 25. Or if it's a group, we split the bill evenly. So that's what it means to go Dutch. So, do you guys go Dutch in your country? Is it common to go Dutch in your country? I'm curious to know. In my country, it's not so common to go Dutch unless it's with your friends. All right, I mean, if it's your friends, I go Dutch with my friends, when I'm traveling, and we might go to a restaurant, and then everybody just pays for their own bill, right? So that's to go Dutch. Another thing that's regarding Dutch people is Dutch courage. So when you drink a bit of alcohol and it gives you a little confidence, when you drink alcohol, like when I tell you guys. I don't encourage you guys to drink alcohol to speak English, right? But when you drink alcohol and you start speaking English, like wow, I'm speaking English like a professional. That happens with me in Spanish. Like the first time I went to Colombia in 2018, and my Spanish was okay. I mean, it was bad actually. It was not okay. But I went to a bar with some locals, and I drank some alcohol, and I started speaking Spanish like you would have thought I was in the Narcos film. Like I was like. Or the Narcos TV show, I was like, "Yo soy Pablo." I mean, I was going crazy, but but yeah, you get that Dutch courage when you drink alcohol, and it gives you a little bit of confidence. So, do you think drinking makes you more confident? This is just a question I have for you guys. All right, the next idiom that we have is "It's all Greek to me." What do you guys think that means? It's all Greek to me. If somebody says, "Man, that's Greek to me." Well, that's all Greek to me. This phrase is used to express that you don't know what someone is talking about. You don't have no knowledge of something. For example, if somebody asks me about quantum physics. I'd be like, man, that's all Greek to me. I don't understand what that is. And they ask me what's going on in the space exploration. I'm not so familiar with it, so it's all Greek to me. Anything that you don't have knowledge in, it's Greek to you, right? So what's something for you guys that's Greek to you? Is it a subject? Is it a language? Is it relationships? I don't know. Relationships could be Greek to you too. Like sometimes, you know, people could be Greek to me. Like a group of people could be Greek to me. Like the bikers. I don't know. So, what is a language that sounds very complex or difficult to you? That sounds like very difficult when you hear it. For me, even though it's like the same family of language, maybe if some words I can understand something, but German is the language for me that's like Greek to me. What's another language that sounds Greek to me? Maybe Hindi. I don't know. I'm just freestyling right now. Okay, I'm just looking out the window. There's a beautiful girl. She's gorgeous. I should go down there and talk to her. Okay, let's keep it pushing. Let's keep it pushing, guys. What's another phrase that we have? Let me think of any other ones that are idioms with nationalities in it. We have Russian roulette is an idiom. Like Russian roulette is like when I think they used to play this game where there's like a revolver and there's like a single bullet in the revolver. So every person has a chance to like essentially kill themselves. So this idiom is used to describe like a risky situation, right? A Russian roulette, right? So if I go out to a bad neighborhood, you know, every day for next week, and I come out with my gold chain, with my watch, you know, with my my new cell phone, with my VR glasses, maybe I don't get robbed tomorrow. Maybe I don't get robbed Tuesday, but there's going to be a day where I do get robbed because I'm putting myself in a dangerous situation. I'm putting myself in a risky situation. That's essentially what you would do when you're playing Russian roulette. Another one that I like this idiom. It's when in Rome, do as the Romans do. So this is a famous idiom. It's to just emphasize that when you come into somebody's country, as I travel a lot, you should behave in a respectful way according to the locals' traditions and their culture, right? So if I see everybody, you know, with, you know, long pants and shoes, why would I go out there with, you know, swimming trunks and sandals, right? So when you're in a situation, when you're in a place, it's essential to kind of adapt to the customs. Yeah, you could be different, right? But try to keep everything, you know, cordial so that you feel like not necessarily fit in, but you just respect their culture. Essentially, I take this idiom as you respecting the local cultures and traditions. It's not necessarily you trying to be someone who you're not, but you're just okay. And the last one I'm gonna give you guys is an Irish goodbye. It's kind of like it's rude. So, you know, Irish goodbye is like you leave without saying goodbye. You didn't say bye to nobody. You just left.